I have a lot of thoughts about our team, a lot of thoughts about the A&M team. I thought they did a nice job of just when things got tight. Every time we had a chance to really put a little pressure on them, they kind of lean on what they do, and that's playing inside, playing through the big guys, playing down in the paint. Obviously, Tyler Davis' effort speaks for itself, and there's a lot of lessons that a lot of big kids around the country can learn from the way he plays. We knew that was going to be a handful for us all night long, where we've got to get better, and especially with our young guys. Number one, I think they can emulate some of the things that he does in terms of the way he seals and just plays active physical style of basketball. But in addition to that, and more importantly, from our standpoint, we've just got to lean on what we do, and I thought we got away from that a little bit. And can't make excuses. We were a little bit tired, a little bit fatigued. And it showed up in a couple of areas. Number one, just our ability to get up and guard the ball at point of attack. We seem to have a little more energy and fortitude in the second half at getting up and getting after. But we've got to be able to do that for 40 minutes. And then the second thing is just our movement on the offensive side was really lacking, I thought. When we had good penetration opportunities, we just didn't get the movement that we've been accustomed to getting all year long.
Open floor for questions. Chris, you talk about people trying to do what Tyler does, but you also have to have kind of the body that he does to seal like he can.
Well, I mean, that's true, but it's also a lost art now. It's something that Every big guy can take advantage of that. I just think he's done a tremendous job of playing to his strengths and taking advantage of situations that he's been afforded. But Perry Francois on our team, big freshman, he's 6'9", 240. I mean, that's a kid that can – he hadn't grown into his body yet. I mean, that kid's got a chance to be 250. In athletics. So, I mean, I think there are a lot of kids around the country that can really emulate the things that he was able to do and has been doing all his career.
Coach, you came on the rebounding back. How was that game plan going in to focus on attacking the glass?
You know, we made a conscious effort in the offseason to be a better rebounding team. Some of that was recruiting. Some of that was just kind of changing the way we play things a little bit. We haven't been as consistent as we need to be rebounding the ball. But, I mean, there are a number of positives, I think, that we can take away from this game, and one of them, obviously, is rebound.
Essentially, they won it. I mean, if you looked at the score, they won it in the last 5-6 minutes of the first half. They had a 15-2 run. And it was a pretty well even game.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a positive you take from it, or do you look at the 15-2 run and say?
Well, you know, they made a similar, maybe it's not similar, but they had a little stretch down in the last 2.5 minutes where they were able to extend the lead as well. So that's something that we have to look at. I'll tell you another thing, and I don't know if I have an answer just yet, but we got to figure out in these kind of games, we got to get to the free throw line. I mean, for us to shoot 6 free throws to 24, well, you're going to have a hard time beating anybody, or let alone being in the game on the road, if you cannot get to the free throw line more than 6 times. And you know, we take a lot of pride in our ability to drive the basketball, but we didn't finish some plays the way that we have to against a team of this caliber.
Part of that be their length as far as, and
Yeah, I think it's twofold. I think one is their length and style of play. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think the other thing is, for them, they play against teams like themselves night in and night out. When you're playing Kentucky, when you're playing LSU, when you're playing UCLA, when you're playing those teams, you get accustomed to making the kind of plays that you have to make. We're not afforded that luxury just with who we are and where we are. And so when we face a team like A&M that has that kind of length and size, it tends to be a little bit of a novelty. That's not something that you can emulate in practice situations. It's something that you really have to experience, and hopefully we'll take advantage of it. The one thing I will say about our club is I think we got a lot of room to get a lot better before the year's over.